impressions?
Well, I just finished a movie with Woody Harrelson, and I got a couple of giggles out of him. The hardest ones to do are the ones that everyone does, like your Walkens or your McConaughey. You can't just do the all right thing anymore, because it's like everyone can do it. But what you got to do is throw in a little Texas whistle in there with those S's. When you start to hear those S's start to creep on in, once you step outside to my AIR stream, I'll make you a margarita to blow your horns off.
Eddie Murphy, how would you accept an Oscar?
Well, you know, what first I would say to these people, why did it take so long? That's my question. I should have been had me an Oscar.
Flight crew, prepare for launch. Glitter all over my face. God damn, how did that even get there? So much pigment, I'm drowning in pigment.
Miss Pollock, we don't have any money. And you need, and I am not gonna bring a baby into that!
Oh, you know, I'm not sure I place it.
Marcia Gay Harden, Pollock.
Okay, it was a little intense.
Yeah.
I think I saw Pulp Fiction when I was about 11 or 12. And so I printed out the script, and I'd read it to my mom when we drove up to auditions. Somebody would pull up, and I'd be a 12-year-old kid saying to his mom, you know, for 5 long years, I carried this watch up my ass. The first night that we were filming, we were doing the night stuff where Leo comes and screams at us in the car. And at one point, Quentin, he ordered a crepe truck. They had Nutella and strawberry crepes and that sort of thing. And it's 3 a.m, and, you know, night shoots are usually this really exhausting thing, but I just was like a kid in a candy store. And I'm standing next to Quentin, and he goes, how great is this? We're eating crepes. We're making a movie. You know what my thing is? I want to give everybody on my set such a good time that their next job sucks.
In the show, you'll be talking about Shakespeare and doing scenes.
Yes. Things,
but you'll be telling stories about your life, people you've worked with. Yeah. There's a story, Dame Judi tried...
Don't ask me to tell another Maggie Smith story.
No.
Every time I see her, she said, you've not been doing me again.
You've done her again.
No,
Can you tell the story about Mike Tyson?
That was when I first started doing stand-up. I was like 21, and I'm in this hood club because I did all my jokes in the hood first. It's got to be funny in the hood before I go to Main Street. I'm in the hood, I'm doing this joke, and I'm killing L.A., and I get to my Mike Tyson joke. And that's where I usually like get a standing ovation. And when I get to the joke, nobody laughs. You know why? Because Mike Tyson is in the building. And it was crazy because that's when Mike Tyson was like knocking people out for just smiling. And I get to that joke and somebody yelled, Mike is in here. Everything clenched up. I was like, wow. There was a black girl egging on. She was sitting in the front. What you gonna do, Jamie? You gonna tell your little joke? And then the dude yelled out, Mike said you could do the joke, but that better be funny. So now it's the pressure. So I do the joke. I think it was something like Mike Tyson going through the drive-thru with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Hi, this is Mike Tyson. Welcome to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, can I get chicken and biscuit and some slaw? What's that you say, sir? I want slaw. Lots of slaw. Anyway, the joke goes over. It's a standing ovation. And then Mike comes up to me. There he is. And I actually hung out with Mike during all those times. Mike was so rich. He had Lamborghini trucks. He'd be in the club. The girls, like, you like BMWs? They'd be like, yeah. He'd just go buy a bushel of BMWs. Give me a bushel of BMWs and add slaw.
The last time you were here, you did me. You did my laugh
very well.
Do you do lots of people? Are you one of those actors?
You were doing Chewbacca during the clip. Natural
well,
knee-jerk.
That's one of my favourite Chewbacca moments. It's just that... Can I take you back? You look shocked into being back on set.
I used to play golf. I did get a chance to play with Ray Romano. Here's my impression of Ray Romano playing golf, but I need your help. Can you do, like, the sound of a golf, like a...
Ready?
Oh, do it again. Yeah. Oh, come on. Ah, be right.
We had John Hamm on our show, and he did an impression of you.
If you think about it, it's like a double insult because, well, he's making fun of my voice, and he's making fun of my golf game. I don't hit that many bad shots. I don't want to take anything away from John Hamm, but here's what really pisses me off about it. He's handsome, and he's funny. Here's John Hamm hitting a bad golf shot. Go ahead, do the thing. I don't give a I look like this.
Hey, Ellen, I have a song for you. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Come on, Ellen, don't you know this song? Up above the world so high.
One more clue.
Okay.
I like to sing twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I just wanted to see you do that. Glimpse of body.
I love your Al Pacino impression.
I did stand up for a little bit in L.A. It was Al Pacino giving a speech to a film crew on the first day before the first shot.
I love film. I love women. I love wine. I love kangaroos. Hey, why not?
I heard that he had seen it, like his agent had come up to me and said, Al saw it. I kind of freaked out that I was going to, you know, come at my door or something like,
open up!
Yeah, whatever.
I'm here. Come on, baby.
But then supposedly he said,
it's good. That has happened to me before.
And we were on set a couple weeks ago, and he was like, yo, what's that dude? You know that movie with Jack Human? I'm like, he's like, Jack Human, the dude in the movies. And I was like, Tracy, we're all like, we're gathering. I'm like, what are you trying to say? He's like, Jack Human, the dude who was Wolverine. Hugh Jackman?
When I won my Academy Award, he was there. This was his third Academy Award. We're standing backstage because they're just about to take you to the press conference. And he goes, you know, Robbo, now I have one for every decade.
Liam Neeson talking about Time Warner Cable.
I have a very particular set of channels. If you'd like to purchase these channels, I'll come to your house and install your cable. And that'll be the end of it. If you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Do you do an impression of your husband?
Oh, we, all three of us, have good impressions. Okay. It's usually at the dinner table. Malia will start it because she usually asks the serious question. Well, Dad, tell us about your day. Oh, and what about that conversation on global warming? Sasha and I are like, oh, God, no, don't get him started.
He's like, well, no, I'm glad you asked that. Let me just answer that in 3 points. 1, then 1A, and then 1A and B. And Sasha and I are like, oh.
Kathleen Turner talking about slip and slides. I have a microphone for you.
Is Kathleen Turner 20 years ago or Kathleen Turner today?
If you close your eyes, this is Kathleen Turner today talking about...
Oh, listen, Jimmy, believe me. I know all about slip and slides. I've walked that long, lonely crocodile mile. And it always ends the same way. You run, you slide, you hit the bump, and you take a dive.
You must run into these people sometimes after doing these impressions. You ever run into one of them, they go like, eh, nice.
Nobody likes their impression of themselves, I find. They'll quickly skirt to be like, you do this person great, you do that person great, you really haven't gotten me. But I was backstage at the 40th, somebody I got to meet who I never got to do on the show, and I'm walking and I see out of the corner of my eye, Jeff Goldblum walks up, and he passes and he catches eyes with me, and all he gives me is, yes, 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 very, very good. And then kept walking.
Obviously, you love doing impressions. My favorite being Chris Evans.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Like, oh, man. Okay.
I love Chris. She saw him backstage last night. He was wearing a T-shirt and a cardigan. He wasn't wearing his costume like I was. And he was just like, dude, really? I was watching it on TV, man. I mean, what? Oh, my God.
Vanessa, what are you doing?
What?
Can you just drop that for a second?
Yeah.
Vanessa, come on.
Oh, sorry, Jen.
I think we've just got to move on.
I thought, because I do this great bit as Rachel. Is it a great bit, though? I mean, kind of just sounds like all you're doing is like, what? Oh, what? Me? Oh, wow. Is it like this? What? Wow. I don't do that.